Hey, Pants people, I want to thank you guys so much for helping us build this beast into what it is today. Not only are we sitting here almost 2 years into this podcast, almost 100 episodes, we're getting there. We're also we're getting out there. We went to Mountain Mania recently, did a live show. We actually recently went to the Vermont Renaissance Fair. We have Nerd Out Nights at Reckless we're hosting, so we're getting out, we're meeting people, and we're really, really hoping to meet all of you. So if you want us to come out your way, go to these bigger expos and fairs and whatnot across the country, I'm not saying it's impossible. If we get bigger, if you get our names out there, we'll get out there, we'll meet you, we'll find all of you. We'll personally give you each a hug. So please, share us on social medias, Instagram, Facebook. I'm bad at that part. Thank you so much, guys. We love you.
Of Mix Massimoane and their family have been found off of the River of Gold, the road that leads between the Gemstone Plaza on Nuari and the city of Zinder. Now, we knew that Massimoane and their family had been on a trip off-world enjoying some time on Umizu, and that they were set to return to their home just in time to join the celebrations of the March of Vice. Well, it seems they did return in the early hours of the morning, boarding the Bastai Conquer Jewel at around 4 a.m. Sometime after that, they were seemingly assaulted on their way to the city, murdered after being chased off of the road. And there's more, too. There's evidence that the family's own guards turned on them, cutting them down and then turning on each other. No one in their retinue left the scene alive. Now, this is an unprecedented tragedy. And with the continuing lockdown of the Grand Messer's palace, we are all left to wait and to wonder what the hell is happening in Zinder.
A single pinch, meticulously and maliciously measured, like a proud chef seasoning a pot of boiling savory stew. The work of a master artist, that single pinch. So seemingly benign, this pink powder. No scent, no taste. Swirled in a wine virtually undetectable. It has a sound, though, strangely enough. A faint thing. As that single pinch is released, falling free into the tides of fate, one might hear a sound like a distant primal scream, carried far by a muffling wind. A single pinch to start off machinations years in the making. Released into the waiting feed bag of a prince's favored riding horse. A perfect little accident. A single pinch set in the palm and blown gently into the faces of bloodletter protesters. A sudden rush towards the target of this display. A prince of coin attempting to ease the crowd with words wiser than his young age. His screams carried no such platitudes as they tore him apart. A single pinch blown again into the faces of approaching guards early in the morning as they led their charge from the Gemstone Docking Bay and towards the great city of Zinder. The look of surprise on Massimoane's face as their own men turned their weapons around and charged. A pinch rubbed into a flank of lamb tossed into the waiting maw of the giant Caiman Tickalosh. A failure, that, but a valiant attempt at removing the young Jean Franklin and his retinue. A pinch dropped and swirled into a bottle of Jelly Classique Noir, the favored drink of one mellow Ara. And not well liked by most, a simple note unsigned was enough to send the true murder weapon straight to the young man's door and inside. And finally, the pinch to end it all, a bit more than a pinch if we're being precise. Tossed into a diva's bag of a similar colored powder, set to open and fall into a pretty little mist during her performance. A dramatic final step, a perfect crescendo to the artist's design. And one other little pinch, having found its way burning in the mind of the captain of the Silent Verse and his officer. But this one's placement I will keep my little secret for now. Years of planning, of waiting, of sheer malice. And finally it ends in bloody combat and a single little pinch. So how you guys doing?
You're sick, David. You're sick.
Yeah. I'm having fun. I love. This is what I love about Murder Mysteries. This is what I love about this shit so much, right? Because, like, you're over here. And it's not just the idea that, like, hey, there's a mystery. There's clues to uncover. There's this thrill to me in this knowledge that, like, you're hanging out. You have all these people in this room. And you know that one of these people is so much cleverer than they let on. So much more malign than they let on. And they wish you harm. And you don't know who. Isn't that terrifying?
Right, yeah. And apparently cleverer mm-hmm. than us, too.
Like, oh, I'm so fucking stoked. And here we are, the culmination of a plot that you've wandered into. A combat for the ages. And it's going, well, in some ways it's going quite well. And in some ways it's going quite badly.
I'm trying to decide if the whole talking about a pinch in the soup like a chef is like a hint to Fyodor. But I'm like, I can't figure you out anymore.
I cannot be red. I'm curious, guys, have any theories out there? Anything you want to share yet? Or you want to just get back to this fight?
I really, truly don't have any theories.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly stumped.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
But David.
What?
We can't get back to the fight just yet.
What?
We have something else to read.
Okay. All right.
We got mail.
Whoa! Yeah.
This mail has been long awaited. This is from our friend Meg, Hungry Familiar.
Ooh.
She recently did another zine.
And, oh, hell yeah.
And we got some. And she sent a bunch of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That is a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. So she's got the package of the zines here and says, read me first. But then she has stuff for each of us.
Okay. All right.
Whoa. All right.
Dear Fantasy Pants, I included some extra postcards for your followers.
Ooh.
There is also an Easter egg in the zine for you. If you can't find it, check page 8. Much love from your number 3 fan, Meg.
David knows what this is.
Oh, really?
I do know what this is.
Okay.
Let me
crack it open here.
Whoa.
Wow.
Look at that art.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh,
check
my
this
gosh.
Out.
Whoa.
And do remember this area, this the book den, this shop that the zine is about, is actually in our setting. It is in the Radiant Citadel. It is right down the street from the Ugly Coyote. It is where Five Bros has been getting all of his books, and very hopefully soon we'll wander there ourselves.
Yes.
We have a wizard in the party.
I'm putting one up on the shelf.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And this art
is
Pentagram is the name of the the dragon here, the
yes.
whatever, by Sabine Wilder, who is either Meg's sister or Meg's good friend. I'm pretty sure it's her sister. Mm. I'm like 95% sure it's Meg's sister.
It is gorgeous.
I'll put her info up as well. We follow her on Instagram. She's a really talented artist as well. Oh, and then there's more. There's the Herb Gatherings cover.
Yeah.
And then the bookworm zine itself. And she put a bunch of them in here.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I am going to be doing some reading tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen earlier renditions of it, and it's so cool to see the final thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Nice.
I know. We've been waiting for this one for a long time. Meg and I have been watching the tracking coming from Canada to us, and it was just, it was so hard to watch and wait.
Page 8.
Oh, page 8, right. Oh, my goodness. I'm, like, so excited.
Are we going to try to find the Easter egg, or are we going straight to page 8?
Well, you know what's on page 8.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You found it?
I mean, I think so. Stephen J. Davis? J. Davids.
It.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Why'd take so long to get it? You're like, I get it.
Well, no. I said Davis instead of Davids.
Yeah. Yes.
That's excellent.
There is an NPC in this book, and I believe it's actually an author
who can sort of follow you around on adventures as like sort of following reward, named Stephen J. Davids.
Wow. We're in Meg's zine. We're in the scene. That's incredible. That's so cool. And the maps
like
are
blended
great.
Blended homunculus wow. is in the scene. So if anyone's over there shipping all three of us, you now know our ship name is Stephen J. Davids.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited to dig through this deeper, but I'm also excited to hand out
to David.
Gosh. Oh, whoa.
What?
To Jeremy.
Whoa.
And to Stephen.
Stephen's in this? All right, I'm going to read mine. To David. I'm sorry your cats pee on everything. I know your pain. Thank you for all the work that goes into building such an amazing world that engulfs us every week, Meg. Oh, that's sweet. Oh, and to Gabby. Your work does not go unnoticed. Thank you for your huge heart and all you do, especially for the senior kidizens. That's fucking
Whoa,
good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Senior kidizens.
Damn. She's going to be pissed she didn't think of that originally. Gabby, I mean, she's going to be like, I didn't think of that. But she's going to love that. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. It is the I have 10 cats and they pee on everything picture. It's so amazing. It's literally all of our 10 cats. Well, the prior batch when Wade was around. And the picture of Wade.
Meg is
so amazing.
So sweet.
So sweet.
So much. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's amazing.
Here, turn them around. I want to see.
Oh, take a look. Take a look.
Oh.
That is so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Oh,
isn't
wow. That cool?
Oh.
The 10 cats one. That should be a sticker.
Ooh.
Ooh, I got like a Ooh. Bonus sketch in the back.
Nice.
Look at that.
Ooh, hell yeah. Ooh.
That's great.
That's awesome. All right. Okay.
Who's next?
Who's next?
Steven's next.
Mine says to Steven, thank you for your continued support, kindness, and friendship. Well, Meg, thank you for your continued support, kindness, and friendship.
Oh, man.
Let's see.
Look at that.
Ooh. Oh. Whoa.
Whoa. It is the Gathering Herbs cover. Like, the one.
That is so cool.
Wow.
Whoa. This is wild.
Wow. I mean, I love it. You are the herb gatherer here. Like
Thank
it's
you,
so
Meg.
it's so like tailor oh made perfect because if this book existed, you would own it.
Oh yeah,
in
for
a
sure.
heartbeat. You have books like it.
Yes, and now I have this. This is incredible. Wow, it's matted already. Now I just need to find a frame.
Ooh yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's
this is
cool.
Wow, Meg. Thank you. This is really really cool. All right, Jeremy, you got to go.
All right.
Hurry up! I'm gonna cry or something. I don't know.
Steven. Oh my gosh.
All right, mine says, to Jeremy, I'm sorry I didn't have something more personal for you, but please know that you are valued and appreciated for all you do. Aww. P.S. This is one of the very few watercolors I have done.
Interesting. Ooh. Whoa.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm not showing you guys.
What?
What?
You can't.
I'll fight you.
I disallow it.
Dude.
Shirts are off.
Whoa.
Dude.
It's so cute.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's so cute.
Let me see that.
It's a little like curled up dragon.
Yeah. Oh, that is awesome.
And I love the color of the feathers.
Yeah.
It's so unique.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm keeping it.
I'm keeping it.
No, fuck you. He's going to keep Danny company. I'm going to put him on the shelf in the living room.
Oh.
Oh, God. Yeah. Thank you, Meg.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Look at all the, we've got the one from her last zine as well.
Mm-hmm. On the
it's
shelf.
Just, yeah, all sorts of cool stuff. Oh my God, we need more shelves though.
Yeah.
We do. We need like 8 more shelves.
Man, as I mean, I guess, God, I want to like sit down and read this. But I think we kind of need to like, I need to move it because I'm going to crack a beer.
I have
and
a duck
I won't
in the
forgive
oven.
Myself.
I have duck in the oven. I got to get back.
Oh, congratulations.
In like an hour to get that out so it doesn't burn. So I will absolutely read this
in the interest of time. Wow,
gotta get that duck. Oh, speaking of ducks in the oven, you three, huh? Two, you two.
We're cooked.
Very tired. You're cooked. Your goose and your duck is cooked.
I'll only let you cook my goose, David.
Oh my goodness.
Is this going to be a silly one? It feels like a silly one.
It's like I already have like second episode energy for the first episode and only episode, thankfully, for this evening. Yes, Siren Escape. That is kind of hot.
I'm into it.
Where last we left off, we were in the third round of this sudden combat. And the last thing that happened is we see Divaluma surrounded by two Duergar, two of the Silentverse officers, and Margus Ruba, who puts up this valiant effort, charging the D.Va, swinging, holding out strong. They stand firm until one last swipe of a poisoned heel blade. What is a king of coin to a luminary, to a battle dancer, to a legend? Margus's eyes roll back in their head as they begin to fall backwards, unconscious and dying. And you asked me, and you said, hey, how about that orcish ferocity? Because downstairs, Xenia Ruba is alive still. And that was me giving the PC mechanics to this NPC. Now, I'm willing to do the same here for Margus, but unfortunately, Margus is a full orc. And according to Volo's Guide to Monsters, which has the PC attributes for a full orc, they actually do not have the orcish ferocity ability. It seems to only belong to the hybrid half-orcs. Them's the breaks, guys. Margus goes down. Yeah, and I can't fight that.
I'll fight you.
Okay, well, or I'll fight Volo. I don't care.
Following that. Bring the fight to Volo. Following that, the Duergar both take this like flash of this sort of, again, that sort of pyrotechnic display as Divaluma swipes around her hand, blasting out with this sort of powder that shocks them. They kind of go, sort of stumbling backwards. They're looking very hurt. And Divaluma again seems to vanish. Downstairs, Jean Franklin has come up with a plan, a brilliant plan, to take some heat off of him, to try to protect the young Xenia. In Ledoux, he uses the illusion set in this ring by Mesmer Eyes, former enemy turned ally, to create a visage of the pig man. The pig man just standing in the cell, huge and towering, kind of overlapping Jean's own form. And Harlan, taking the bait, basically also tries to grow huge. He activates some inner ability, this innate sort of characteristic that all Duergar have, to be able to grow. And even though this space is small, it barely allows for it, he grows huge, his stamping feet coming down right beside Xenia, who goes frozen, stiff, quiet, not wanting to provoke this terrifying monstrosity. Just between his legs, the spear, the banner of the Golden Bay, it's like just slightly kind of underneath Harlan's foot, but in reach for Jean to be able to go out, grab the banner, potentially pull the spear towards him. Now, on my turn, I shove the other Duergar, I believe his name was Grumby? I think Grumby was the name I gave him, out of the way so Harlan can create the space to grow, to challenge the big man. In doing this, I used one of my multi-attack actions and my bonus action, but I still have one more attack and my ability to call upon my allies, order them to use their reaction to attack. So I'm going to do those now and resolve this turn. Here's how this works. You have an illusion. On my turn, I could use an action to make a perception check to attempt to see through this illusion, which would be a very good use of my one button, I would think, if I want to use that button, as I said, to kill the young Tortle Lord. But I can't justify that in this rage, under this influence, Harlan would make that check. So he's not going to. He's going to swing madly at the pigman, but here's the catch. The pigman takes up what you'd assume to be four squares of space for Harlan. When he attacks, I'm going to roll a d4. On a 4, it's going to hit Jean, and I'm going to attempt to break Jean's AC. And that's the breaks for that. That's how it's going to work.
Okay.
it's still a great position for Jean to be in because Harlan's not attacking him directly. He's just swinging with this massive, this great force, just pounding into the sort of cell right between the bars, trying to plunge this weapon into the pigman. And from his perspective, the pigman is just dodging and parrying and blocking because he can't tell that it's fake. So here we go.
Quick question, David. What round are we on?
This is round 3.
Okay.
I have just made my roll. It's a 3 on a d4. He comes down in the square beside Jean, like on the floor, cracks as this weapon kind of crushes into right beside him. I think metal sort of bars bend and scream as Harlan's blade comes through.
Big man! I'll kill ya!
And he screams out to his ally as well,
kill him! Kill him!
The other Dwargar is going to make an attack, but because he was shoved to the side, there is a sort of wall blocking that diagonal. He's trying to make an attack with his
he's got cover.
War pick around cover. It's going to be, I'm going to give a disadvantage on this.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's a miss. He goes to attack, does not land with his reaction, and that is Harlan. I am making a roll for Marcus Ruba. Dwargar. They don't see Diva Luma, but they can assume that the Diva is right where she just vanished. They're going to attack the space before them. They're going to attack with disadvantage because of invisibility. Would have been a crit, but still a hit on the first one.
Ooh.
Would have been a crit.
Get out.
Wow.
And I believe,
come on,
a miss still on the second one. Yeah, almost 2 crits. That invisibility came in clutch.
Yeah, for real.
But still 1 hit. I can see what's happening with. So,
we are not taking this fight seriously right now.
No. Just dancing. Max damage on the hit.
Good song.
Actually, 10 damage on Nivaluma.
Oh, nice.
This dude got like, it's your job to protect. I don't care who you are. I'm taking you out. He's just like barely standing, but still swipes out invisibility. And you see like blood splashes onto the sort of stage behind as this Dwargar actually managed to hit. The other goes to swing and the sort of invisible sort of shape of Nivaluma weaves beneath it. But they are trying their best, barely up, but trying their best to hold back the fury of this diva. If they go down, she is on you, Jules.
Didn't you say that all Dwargar have the innate ability to grow humongous?
And they grow humongous. As a bonus action.
Bonus action big boy.
They already used that today. What are you talking about? holy shit, you're right. So they just like, they yell this to their toilet stand and they just kind of, they grow much larger than their size. Their HP remains the same, but they get a little more damage on their attacks should they land. Maybe they'll crit again. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right. Steven, I think you're so cool with your ideas. Downstairs, now that my buddy's large here, there's a mechanic I can use. I didn't use it before because I didn't want to. Feels goofy when people are the same size, but you can technically occupy someone's space, do an attack, and then step back from that space. So this guy's going to kind of move down, kind of like, you know, in between the legs real quick of his big sort of stamping captain.
Didn't
this
Dwarf is
gonna make
go?
An attack.
Oh,
it's reaction.
It was the, yeah.
Oh, let's do this thing. Come on, Jean. That is a hit on Jean with a 20, right?
Yep, 20 hits.
Okay. It's very hard for me to hit Jean with this guy. But this is big. This is very big. Jean takes 5 points of damage.
Oof.
And I need a DC 10 constitution saving throw because Jean needs to maintain concentration on the pigman.
Oh.
He's like focusing through the ring to like create this thing. And I love this because Jean needed a hero. He needed to be a hero in this moment. He called upon one of the greatest heroes. He knows that is a good time to use a button.
Yep.
Okay.
Need a button for
advantage
this
on this roll. Gotta hit a 10. Or pigman goes bye bye and so does Jean.
Yep.
Quite likely.
If the saving throw is not listed, it's just a 0, right? Or is it his actual bonus?
It'll be
plus 3.
It'll be his constitution.
Okay.
Plus 3 is really good.
Yeah. Oh, wait. The first one was a 10, so. And then it was a 12.
Okay.
Just barely.
He makes it. He kind of takes that hit. And he's totally, for a second, made the pig run. Flickers and
still here. Come on.
And fighting. Okay. Good shit. Sean Franklin's turn. He holds strong. He keeps it up. The spear is down below. You may take the spear.
Okay. What's it going to cost me to take the spear?
It's within range. I think you can just grab it. Okay. It's an object interaction to reach out and grab it. You know what? I did say, the spear's under the foot. I need a strength check. I need an athletics check because you're going to rip the you have to rip the banner.
Ooh.
To get to the spear. He pulls the banner up to get the spear kind of into the range. He reaches out, snatches it, and he just yank up, tear the banner.
13.
That'll do it. I was looking for 10.
Okay,
it's tearing of cloth as the banner is torn. John, the bearer of this banner, has just ripped it. But perhaps the true Golden Bay, the true thing to protect, stands behind him. And so he wields a spear. What are you going to do, Blanche? Sorry, Steven.
So you said that the smaller Dwargar, you said he stepped in, attacked, and then stepped out, right?
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I'll move him back out. He cannot occupy the space at the end of his turn.
Right.
He can only use half movement to like go into his ally space. And then.
So as much as I want to attack him, he's behind cover. I guess he's just going to attack Harlan.
Okay.
16.
16 hits.
I mean, it's max damage, but it's just a d6 plus 2, so 8.
It's something.
Yeah, that's something.
8 is not nothing. Good sort of stab from Hans. He just sees the pig go, "Porcha!" And like punches, just like sticks him with two fingers. Hurts. It's just like so funny. Like, Jean is literally fighting in the shadow of this hero he admires. His moves are the pigman's moves.
Something I want to remind myself of real fast. Blanche has a d8, right?
Yep.
For... But yep.
Oh, yes.
For Bardic Inspiration.
It's pretty good. That's gonna be Ledoux and DePiero. DePiero is still hiding behind Blanche, holding strong. Come on. And then downstairs, just John, are you okay, John? Shut up, Ledoux. Just stand firm. I'll protect you. Jules, that's you.
Okay. I didn't want to do this, but I have a strong feeling that if I'm there, I'm going to die.
Don't die.
So I'm going to cast Invisibility.
Nice.
Oh.
And go invisible.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cast Bardic Inspiration as bonus action onto Chester.
So we have two invisible figures now in this room. I love it. It's a good move.
And that is all I got.
Chester's kind of empowered by this light. The golden moat surrounds him. He nods the space where you were, where he knows you still are, where he can feel your presence. You're Chester.
Oh, yeah. I
can. I'll take it. I'll take your bardic die. Hell yes, Blanche.
Oh, how do you want to handle my invisibility? Because I moved.
I trust you.
Okay.
I'll just move you off the map. I think it's fun that way when you can just be like, I surprise you, you know?
Okay, cool.
I think, you know, passive perception is not really going to be a thing for Diva Luma right now in this state. So
Being
able to see you, I think you can fully be out of sight of mind.
Okay.
So that's fun.
Cool.
It's very fun.
The Find Familiar spell says that as an action, you can see through your familiar's eyes and hear what it hears. Oh, until the start of your next turn. Okay. So the start of Blanche's turn, she's back. For free.
Oh, shit.
I was like thinking,
nice.
What's it going to cost me to go back?
Nice.
Okay, excellent. So Blanche unwargs whatever, comes back into her body here, surveys the situation. I can't see. Where did Diva Luma go?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You just come back to see two giant Dwargar, Margus Ruba, just lying defeated. No Jules, no Diva Luma. Chester beside you, DePiero behind you. What is going on?
Blanche is going to intuit that some invisibility has happened here. She's going to cast See Invisibility.
Oh my gosh. That's really cool.
Has Diva Luma moved?
Diva Luma has not moved.
Okay.
You see Diva Luma is in the same spot, and you have the ability without disadvantage to make a move against and to use spites that rely on sight, or spells rely on sight. That is,
so
that's a good move.
Blanche is going to move up into Diva Luma's space, and that's the end of her turn.
Just this, and kind of like primal eyes look towards you, surprised.
So that's the fourth round of Blade Song, I think, because I think she did that at the get-go.
Yeah, it's the third round of the combat. It's the third round of Blade Song.
Okay.
I think, yeah, because, okay. And I said Zenya's just lying. It'd be her turn now. She's just staying very, very quiet, still shackled in place, not wanting to be noticed by the rampaging giant Duergar captain. That brings me to Diva Luma. This is a tough spot. No, it's not. I don't want to do it. I'm going to attack these Duergar. They're big. I don't like that. Bigger targets equals easier target to, I don't know, see, go for. Ooh. One hits and one just barely hits.
Yikes.
Yeah, these Duergar are going to get messed up. Pretty amazing. So the one that basically was sort of the one that missed last time, kind of following that miss, she just weaves into an attack, swipes him as he's sort of growing big. It hits, he drops down, falling unconscious. And the one that was standing firm, that just yelled, that managed to get a hit in, she turns and whips into him. Blade sticks like deep into like his sort of the edge of his chest. Missing any vital organs, but that's still the black veins pulse up where the poison sticks in. And he looks like he's about to fall and he's buckling, but he stands at one HP. And he's holding now. You have one Duergar that still stands. And this is the one, in fact, that is standing between Chester and her, still kind of blocking DiPiero. Just a valiant officer to the last, and that is going to be Diva Luma's turn. Chester, you up? You're up? I'm up? It's me. I can't do Chester today. It's too high. My voice is gone.
Now, how does Chester sound?
Damn it. Give me some water. Hang on. Oh, no, shit.
Can Chester kind of see where she is?
Yes, she's back now.
Okay.
She reappears on her turn.
All right, so Chester's going to Chester.
Stage effects wear off.
He's going to stay where he's at.
Chester leans in. We'll say he would need to move slightly over to not get covered.
Which is fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that is absolutely around
the
fine.
Duergar. The other one is fallen, so we can kind of shoot over it, sort of fallen Duergar body. Maybe it shrinks back when it falls.
That's an 18.
18 will hit.
Ooh, baby.
You guys are getting some damage in on the Diva.
And that's going to be 8.
Okay. All right. I'm going to legendary action, stab.
Oh God.
Just hits. I'm not gonna bother doing damage because one HP. She sort of taking the arrow, sort of spins around, slashes out, hits this other Duergar, and he too, finally, eyes roll back.
Fuck.
He begins to fall, shrinking down as he does. Downstairs, that's Harlan. So let's do the thing.
Freaking both down now?
Both down. But I used my legendary attack to do that. So it's still pretty big. It's pretty big. I'll tell you, that takes two of my three actions to make that attack. So I can't make it again until next turn.
Great.
D4. Another 3. Once again, smash right down into the spot beside Jean. Bits of the floor, just cement, just showering him as this Harlan just still, I'm gonna take you out, big man! Come on, try! Alright. I do not hit. Call to attack. Other guy's step is going to make that disadvantage attack on Jean. And miss.
Okay, nice.
Okay, Jean is holding out. This is big. I'm making a roll for Margus Ruba. Okay. I'm making a roll for both the Duergar. Okay. And now the one down below is going to step into place, make an attack on Jean, and step back. That is going to be another miss. Oh, I cannot get that turtle.
Nice.
Get the turtle.
You just got to hold out, John.
Ding, ding, just blocking it. Yeah, he's got to hold out. He's on his own now. but maybe that what you gave him was enough. Let's find out. It's Jean's turn.
Okay, Jean's gonna just repeat, rinse and repeat. Holy, he's gonna go for a spear attack on Harlan.
If I get you, break your concentration, it's over.
That's 18 to hit.
That will hit. Oh my gosh.
Just 4 damage, though.
Chipping away, though. You're getting him down. This, yep, is, exactly. This is big. This is big. Oh my gosh.
We just gotta end this upstairs as fast as possible.
Yeah.
You gotta end this. Speaking of upstairs, Evelyn was going to use her other, her last point of legendary actions.
God.
As the Duergar before her falls, her eyes catch DePiero.
No.
Fuck.
And she leans out. And she's going to run. Basically just like this sort of like this weird sort of leaping sort of spin out of your way. I'm going to use what's called cunning. I'm going to move out of the space without taking arrows.
Fuck.
I mean, I guess that means I can save my reaction.
And
for
she's
shield.
Gonna move right up in front of DePiero, who sort of trips over a chair.
Why
he's
is
cowering
he the
in the
biggest
back.
Enemy?
Maybe she just saw him. It's hard to say. Maybe she doesn't like the royals. She went for Azra. And Azra was like, you know, definitely had those reasons for that. Azra was definitely on her case all night.
Azra
but maybe,
was an asshole.
Maybe she's just racist. Well, you're also a turtle, so no.
Right.
That's going to be Jules. Unless DePiero wants to, does DePiero want to throw a punch?
I mean, you tell me, is DePiero the kind of guy who would throw a punch?
You know what? Fuck it. I'll throw a punch. I'll throw a punch.
All right.
He's going to throw a punch. He actually hits.
Oh, nice.
1 damage. He's a royal. Not a lot, but he's one. He's one that like, right across the cheek. I can fight too. Just standing around. All right, that's going to be Jules.
Okay. Do we want to change the order of which we were going to do things?
I mean, I'm leaving that up to you. I'm leaving that up to Jules. It's either Mix Marga is dead, like dead, or we continue fighting. That's. I know what Blanche is going to do, but I can't tell Jules what to do.
Fuck. I think Jules is going to stick to the plan.
All right.
Oh, God.
That's assuming that David didn't roll a fail and a natural one.
Yes.
On the 2 death saves.
Yes. It also makes my invisibility completely useless, and it was a waste of a slot.
Right.
Because I will become visible.
What do we think we have to gain? I mean, like, well, maybe we get some greater reward. We get another combatant back in the fray.
Well, you just fucking heroes.
Heroes too,
Because at this point, it feels like it's one or the other.
Well, but now it's DePiero.
Yeah.
I wonder what Jules is going to do.
Fuck off.
I wonder what Jules is going to do. You can trust that Margus can hold through.
I know.
I could stabilize. It's basically 50-50.
It kind of sounds like he's leading you.
I know.
No, I'm not leading anybody. Just
put it out there. Hang on, I need a second. Okay.
Okay.
I know what Jules is going to do. Jules will move. And he is moving next to Margus.
Okay.
Mm.
It's Margus, right? Not Magus?
Margus.
Margus. Okay.
Margus Ruba.
And he is casting Cure Wounds.
Okay. Okay.
I hate that look that you just gave me, David.
Okay, no. You reach down to Margus, who, I will tell you right now, has rolled a save and a fail. So the next roll could have been death.
Okay. Okay.
You reach down, and this healing light floods from your hand into them.
That's max.
Ooh, nice. What's max?
12.
Oh, my goodness. 12. That's 12. Great.
That's pretty good.
It's a D8 plus 4. And that was first level.
Okay. Full orc's eyes snap open, Margus.
And as a bonus action, he's casting Bardic Inspiration on you.
Oh, damn. Okay. The golden moke surrounds them, lights them up. Marcus's eyes catch yours.
You're right. I really can trust you, Jules.
Wow. I got you.
Let's fight together.
Let's finish this.
A king
and the Midnight Prince.
God damn you.
Hell yeah. That is awesome. Okay, all right. Let me get that big old red X off our
get it
buddy.
Out of there.
How about buddy? That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that's
that
me, Blanche.
Okay. Blanche is really not happy. She's going to cast, as a bonus action, Shadow Blade at third level.
Okay. All right.
Then she's going to make her way up behind Diva Luma, flanking with De Piero.
De Piero's nice. Fighting on. Nice. She's sort of dodging that. She gets clocked by the hit and sort of stumbles backwards. You get plus two as she's surprised by the sudden ferocity that the Tortle King puts out.
Yep. And do I have to decide? I forget. Do I have to decide to use my Bardic before or after?
You can do it after the roll, but before you know the result.
No need. It's a 19.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
So with Shadow Blade at third level, that's 3d8 psychic damage.
That's a lot of damage. Okay.
First one is max. Dude, second roll is max.
Whoa!
That's 16.
Oh, yeah.
What else?
I'm not...
Holy shit.
You're
kidding me.
I'm not joking. I just rolled 3 8s
dude,
in a row.
You are furious. Your lord is in danger. Every guardian,
Blanche,
sort of like fire of your spirit, is activating, and you come charging over. What's
dude,
it look like when you strike down with this thing?
That was almost perfect. A 19 on the die.
Yeah.
And then 3 8s on the D8.
Fuck.
If you rolled a 20, it would have been 6. It would have been 6 8s, and I know that, and you know that. That's amazing.
Wow.
That is a solid hit.
Yeah.
This blade of shadow, wreathing shadow, rips into Diva Luma through her chest.
I know that it's just one attack, but flavor-wise, I love the, you know, like the classic sort of like samurai movie moment, or really like cartoon anime moment,
yeah,
where it's like the three slashes, like slash, slash, slash.
Dude, hell yeah. And just
that
a,
happens
just a
right
scream.
Behind.
She covers her eyes, tilts her head back. This is burning in her mind. As she does, she leans back. De Piero catches your eyes and just nods like, very well, Master of Defense. I never thought we'd be fighting side by side.
I'll be the target now, my lord. Just stay alive.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
He smiles.
Wow. I just got goosebumps.
Oh,
look at this.
God.
I can't believe
fucking
this night.
Amazing.
I can't believe this night.
Amazing. Okay, that was huge. What, 24 damage?
Wow.
Holy hell. Okay. You know who that is? That's De Piero. Spurred on by that, he's got a punch again.
Yeah, punch
with
him.
Flanking. And that's a hit.
Oh my god.
So that's just one more damage.
Fucking
boom.
Love it.
Another jab. Oh, that's
you know
so
what
cool.
This is?
What?
This is the holy water from last time.
Ooh.
It's activated now.
That
just takes
was,
a week. Just takes a week
it
to
takes
settle
a week.
In. Amazing. Okay. Okay. I'm going to follow up his turn. No, wait, no. That's no. I don't have a legendary. I use them all. Okay, this is Diva Luma's turn.
I should note before we continue further,
I
failed to mention on mic that since Jules cast a spell, he is now visible.
Gotcha. Okay.
I also
Jules
have a note.
Yep.
Was Diva Luma invisible while De Piero was punching her?
No, I never used the ability to do that this round.
There's a legendary action
I can use that lets me basically do damage with a sort of power typing effect and then go invisible until my turn.
So I pretty much just wasted a second level spell slot by casting C invisibility. But I'll have it for the next hour.
Maybe it'll be useful. You closed in and forced me to move out. It was
sure.
It actually wasn't bad. It wasn't
right.
bad. It was
I mean,
really cool.
You saw me move across the floor.
I watched that. I watched dad ass.
Good to see Jules saunter.
Yeah, Jules is like walking like nobody can
watching.
See me.
I know you're watching.
You know, the walk that you do when you're at home alone. You just get out of the shower. You know that nobody's there. She's like, Jules, what are you doing?
Threw a towel up on my head.
Oh, screw, I'm attacking Blanche twice.
Bring it. I still got my reaction because you wouldn't let me do an AOO.
They should have deleted the AO, should not have. Let's see. An 18 and a 20 to hit.
No sirree.
It's not gonna hit.
Ooh.
What's it look like?
No way.
Spins around with his bladed heels, and her kick comes flying up towards you, and you're just using your sword.
It's just a practiced sword block. Oh, this is elementary.
Two attack. Oh my gosh. Nastiness. I hate it. Chester, you're up.
Chester's gonna Chester. As always.
All right. I wish I could do his voice right now. I don't know why I can't. I'm going through puberty.
I was gonna say, I was like, wow, finally.
It's finally happening, Jules. Look at me. He just braced himself, bangs back on his table, lowers the bow. And again, there's just like, I think last time he was missing the whole fight because he was like, he didn't want to do it. He still feels so conflicted. Like, this is a person under some kind of control, and he doesn't want to kill them when they don't deserve it. It burned him before, and it might burn him now, but he saw Margus Ruba drop, saw the Dwargar drop. Chester buckles down because he knows that he has to step up.
That's a 16.
That'll hit.
Ooh. Wowee.
For 5.
5, okay. Pretty good. Yeah, okay. I'm using Vanishing Escape. Diva Luma, once again, basically just after getting hit by you, missing you twice, realized this is a bad situation that she's in, and that first of all, problem of her mind, realizes she needs to get out. And so once again, hand the Oko into the sleeve. This power tech display, this dazzling lights blast out at, let me double check the range here. Ooh, 10-foot cube within 5 feet means that exactly none of you can get, yeah, you can only get one of you with this. I cannot get DiPiero and Blanche.
Nice.
I wanted to. I can't. Just gonna be Blanche. Blanche. First things first, you're going to take only 9 points of psychic damage.
Whoa. Shadow Blade is concentration.
Okay. Roll me a constitution saving throw.
Hold on, let me take the damage first.
No.
So in Blade Song, I get a +4 to any con save, and I have my Bardic Inspiration.
That's true.
Nice.
That's true.
So let's see.
You should use all your buttons about it.
No, I don't need a button. I've got a +5 con for saving throws. My con is +5. Then I've got the +4, so that's already a +9 to save in Blade Song, and then I've got my D8 if I need it. Oh, wow, I'm going to need it.
Which? With your motive potential on the saving throw, the creature using Bardic Inspiration gains temporary hit points equal to the number rolled on the Bardic Inspiration.
Nice.
Die, +4.
Okay. So it was just a 3 on the die, so that's 12. I'm definitely using my Bardic die. It's a 2. It's 14.
It's, in this case, it would be a DC 10.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like a 15 or something.
Like, you can keep... Did you already beat it with your Bardic?
Yeah, but I rolled before. Because once I see the roll, then I can decide to roll.
You would have known already it was a DC 10 because it's half of the damage you take or 10 at minimum. So you can keep the Bardic.
Okay. That sounds fair.
It's common. It's a common thing. You, sure. You know. Yeah, you're good. So you hold out. You two take that damage and Nibeluma vanishes again.
But Blanche has C invisibility for an hour.
Oh my god, that's right! So even though she mentioned, you're still right there.
Nice.
Everyone else doesn't see her, but you're locking eyes with a diva that no one else can see. DiPiero kind of looking around. Incredible. Incredible, Blanche. All right. I realized last time I sure rolled 2 d4s because I have 2 attacks with Harlan. And the first round I didn't do it because I only had my 1 attack left. Last round I had 2 attacks, didn't use them both. That's fine. This time around I'm rolling 2 d4s to see if I hit Jean. 2 and a 2. Oh, I can't get this turtle. This time over his head. Wing, wing. 2 attacks. Just barely grazing the top of Jean's head as this sword is slicing through the bars, trying to stab at this pigman that doesn't seem to go down. Amazing. I'm going to call to attack. Other guy's just going to try to attack with disadvantage. He's going to miss. I can't get the turtle.
All right, that's great. I mean, this is exactly what I needed to happen. We need Jean to stay alive until we can handle this upstairs and get down to him.
Yep.
Margus stands up. It's half movement to just get him back from prone. Looks to you.
How can I help?
I'll give you a choice. Do you want Margus back in the fray immediately? They feel indebted to you for saving their life, and they want to repay that however they can right now.
Fight with us, but don't get yourself killed.
This big, jolly smile.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to charge down. I'm going to run, use my remaining movement just to get right next to Blanche there.
Diva Loom is invisible.
Margus knows where she was.
Okay, well,
but
Blanche...
it's disadvantaged to hit that
sure.
spot.
Sure, yeah, Blanche is a free action. Can't even explain.
Okay.
She's right here, between me and De Piero.
All right.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're pointing it out. They can see where your eyes are locked. Yep, they're going to swing. That's actually a hit.
Nice. Did you roll disadvantage?
I didn't. Thank you. Keep me honest. Actually, multi-attack as well. That's actually no shit, two hits.
Whoa.
15,
well, fuck
15,
yeah.
20, 16 on the
Whoa.
Die.
Whoa.
Margus is hot right. right now.
Using all the good rolls hot. With an ally.
Yeah. They clocked Diva hard twice. Max damage in the first. That's wild. Okay, so that is 10 points of damage total. Diva Jeez. Actually looks pretty bad as this two swipes too quick.
Come here, census.
Yeah, and even starts howls in pain. It's like it just goes in the gut. Almost goes down. That is, yeah, like seriously, even though with this advantage, like you can see that Margus is hitting. Margus doesn't even know what they're swinging at.
they're right,
just
yeah.
clocking into something. It's so wildly cool. Okay, all right. Dwarf go downstairs. He's going to go hit Jean and break that concentration. He better.
No way. I still got a couple buttons.
That actually does hit.
Oh, boy.
That does hit.
Yeah, I really have to use another button. I can't lose this. I can't lose Jean.
Oh, this goes down. I can go all out with Harlan. That is max damage on this attack from this Dwargar, which is going to be 12 points of damage
Whoa.
On the turtle.
Ooh.
Nasty one just swipes in, takes a solid hit, trying so hard to like focus on the pigman, keeping on this illusion. He like lets his shield up for just a second, kind of forgetting the other smaller threat in the room. And as it hits, the illusion just a flicker just a little bit. Jean, not used to casting magic, not used to holding spells like his master can.
Okay, first one was a natural one. So let's see what the second
use
one
is. Use that Whoa. Button. You're right, use that button.
I already gave it to you.
Okay, yeah, you did. Oh my gosh, this is big.
13.
Yeah, it's good. It'll hold. It's DC 10 still. Didn't go above 20 on damage. So Jean, for a second, like I think like his foot slips and the pigman vanishes fully. And then he kind of regains his footing, stands tall. The pigman, I can go invisible now. yeah, fuck you. Middle fingers, Harlan. Holy shit. Amazing.
Wow.
Oh, the damage I could be doing to Jean.
Jean would be dead.
Dude,
he would be dead by now.
Harlan, you're seeing the blows hitting the bars and the ground here from his sword, and they are hefty blows in this form. But Jean stands firm. It's his turn.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Jean's lay on hands pool is full, right? I don't see his lay on hands pool here.
It is full, yes.
Full at 25?
At level 5, it would be 25, yeah. yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for now. He's just going to do another attack.
Okay.
I've got that in the bag. Watch this be my folly. It's an 18 on the die, plus 5. I'm guessing that hits.
That will hit.
For Harlan again.
Harlan, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that strategy. And that's 5 points of damage.
Jean stabs, the pigman punches, and Harlan kind of stumbles back. Hell yes.
Picking away. It's all we can ask for right now.
I rolled. I think I missed a PR up last time. I think I gave him attack after your turn, but it would have been before.
Almost like we should have an initiative tracker or something.
I do have one. I think I just didn't forget to click it. Anyway, whatever.
You.
Hey, everyone. It's his turn now. He's going to punch again. He actually does hit. No. Invisible. He legitimately still hits.
Oh, my God.
I cannot roll under 15 with these NPCs right now.
Yeah, the NPCs are going to win this fight for us.
Where is my Diva Luma crit? Just one more point of damage. Just literally, there's Diva Luma surrounded by people just punching her. two kings of coin punching together. It's beautiful. Jules, that's you.
All right.
Diva looks bad. Diva looks quite bad. You don't know that, Jules. Blanche, you do.
Jules is going to move up just beside, or just behind Blanche. And fuck it. He's going to cast Vicious Mockery, which is a cantrip.
Oh, okay. Which is all nice. Right. And I roll against that?
Yeah, it's going to be a wisdom save.
Okay. Sorry, now that would definitely be a fail. But I'm going to burn my last legendary resistance. What do you do? How do you do this? What do you do?
Son of a bitch.
It's all right. Blanche is going to finish
her off.
What
do you say? What's your Vicious Mockery?
Take this, you stupid bitch.
Ah! Just boom. And
you can't swear on the network. You can't swear.
Shut the fuck up, Blanche.
She just stands firm, teeth gritted, veins bulging, resists the failed save. But you see that has exhausted her.
Mm. Okay.
I do not have this anymore, which may open up any the next ability that would require a save. I cannot burn this again. And Blanche, that's you.
What is the action cost for Blanche to pull a potion out of her her pocket, her bag, whatever, and just drop it, just place it on the ground?
Bonus action, I guess?
A bonus? Maybe? All right. Okay. I'll take that. So she's going to grab a regular old potion.
Bonus action. It'll be the same as, like, drinking. You're just putting it down. Yeah.
Sure.
Quick thing.
She's going to say to Margus and De Piero, once Diva Luma goes down, you'll need this. You'll have to restrain her, but I won't be able to stay. I have to get Jean. And
out of the corner of your eye, you catch a grateful expression that crosses Chester's face. This heavy sort of sigh of relief.
Cool. And she's going to swing.
Okay.
Just going to swing with a plus two.
Plus two. You can see invisibility. It's not disadvantage because of...
Oh, I did it! I crit my pants!
Oh, shit! Oh, my God!
I mean, do you want me to roll?
What's your base damage for this?
3d8 with Shadow Blade.
So it's actually 6d8, right?
Well, yeah, the base is 3d8.
You'd have to roll so bad.
Where even is my D8? Oh, it's right there.
Go ahead and roll anyway.
Okay.
Let's see if you rolled, six ones.
3, 4, 5, 2, 5. I was going to say 3 plus 2 is 5. Well, right, yes. But I realized I said 5, and I was like, no, not 5 on the die, Steven. 3 plus 2 to 5. 8.
You can stop there.
Ooh.
That was the HP left.
Well, that was halfway.
That's halfway. What's it look like? Diva Luma is invisible, and what your allies cannot see is how she spins around towards them, face furious, about to go into multiple attacks with advantage. Looks towards Chester. Looks towards your lord, De Piero. Picking her target, spins back towards you. But you won't give her the chance. You will not give her any more chances. Blanche, you drop the potion and you go to swing. What's it look like?
Just like you said, Blanche thrusts out and puts her sword straight through Diva Luma's belly. Comes out the other side, inches from De Piero, and she pulls it back through. And if she still has movement, she's running.
You have your full movement, and we'll keep that in mind as you press out of the room, Diva Luma. One last will. Falls into unconsciousness, dying. But the threat of her is gone. That is the end of this round. One fight has resolved, and Jean stands firm. This room is safe. But can you make it to the Tortle Lord in time? We'll find out next time, because we'll call it there.